People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Jay Daredevil, aka Jared Dillinger. I am your co-host with my friend Dan Robbins. We are at Creating the Future. We are with a special guest today, no other than Clinton Sparks.
What's up, guys?
My friend, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
I know.
In the most platonic way.
I remember, man, all through the 2000s, mm-hmm. I was listening to music, and Clinton Sparks, the name, kept popping up.
Okay.
So I remember the incredible music that you produced, hundreds of millions of records. How many records do you think you've sold, impacted? Do you know, is there a number to that? Billions?
Well, I still run with 75 million, but that also was from like years ago, so it could be like over 100 million now. I have to do my due diligence, guys, all right?
I mean,
busy tallying up sales.
It's insane, over 75 million records. So talk to us through the transition from music, producing, to now gaming and esports.
I have a theory that everything is the same. Every industry, every business is the same. You just need to understand different jargon, different rules, different players in there. But the concept of like understanding how to build businesses, how to market, build audiences, treat people well, connect, it's all the same. And once you understand that you're not selling a product, you're not selling a service, what are you selling? If it's not a product and it's not a service, what is it?
People.
You're selling a feeling. You're selling a feeling.
Emotions.
Once you understand what people need to feel or what they do feel, you can sell anything to anybody, right? But there's a danger to that, because that means you can also manipulate people. But manipulation is also looked at as a negative word, because a lot of times you have to manipulate people to make them understand what they don't understand, or to get them to do what they don't know they need to do to get to where they want to get to. Wow. So, I know that was a lot.
That was incredible.
But my point is, it's that kind of theory and the concept of like kind of moving in business and in personal relationships that have allowed me to step into different worlds and be successful and win and repeat, win, repeat, win, repeat, because it's understanding those values and those principles and concepts of everything being the same. A lot of times people are like, well, man, I'm good at music, but I don't really understand real estate. Or, man, I'm good at esports, but I don't understand like music. And it's like, yeah, you do. You're just not understanding it because you think that you only know what you know, and it's really all the same if you take the time to understand the common principles that, you know, are threaded throughout them all. Did I answer the question? I kind of think
No, it's great.
But I think I gave better
game.
I
love it, yeah.
I think you'd rather hear that than how did I, who you might not even know,
I think
went
my
from
mouth
music
was open
game.
When I was listening, like, whoa.
No, I think it's amazing because I've seen some of the stuff that you do around teaching people how they can be producers and how they can sell albums. You know, in the past, I've seen some of the things that you've done there, which
is amazing.
I have
free books if you're a music artist or an independent artist. I have free books at clintonsparks.com. I have a whole course with over 65 videos, free workshops, products, all free. 20 years of game and hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in me building this for you guys. Because if I want the world to be a better place, it starts with making people better. And if I can make people better and help them live out their dreams or get access to information that they don't know so they can better their life, that inadvertently in turn helps the world become better. And that's my ultimate goal, is making the world better. So that's why everything is free. I'll never charge for anything because it's kind of a dick move to charge for stuff. When if I have the blueprint, if I know you're about to touch that and burn your hand, and I'm like, yo, pay me $10, I'm about to tell you something. Yes. How whack is that? I'm just gonna be like, yo, facts, don't do that because you're gonna get hurt.
Yeah.
So if I can do that to like, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of people, mm-hmm. and show them how to be less whack and more dope, mm-hmm. or how to make better decisions and not make the mistakes that I've seen happen to so many people over and over again, why would I not do that? And I have the platform and the opportunity to do that, so that's why I do it. But back to your question, how I went from music to gaming, a friend of mine hit me one day and said, come to the office, we're gonna be part of this new gaming company. It was called FaZe Clan. And FaZe Clan wasn't a business yet. They were just popular kids online for trick shooting, you know. Yeah. So they didn't have a business model or any revenue yet. So we went in there and turned that into a billion-dollar IPO company. I brought in all, and here's where everything's the same. What do you need to do to build a brand? Bring excitement, bring different cultures, get people educated on it that don't know about it or don't know that they should know about it. So that right away I'm like, all right, cool. This is exactly what my mind's been built for. It's limitless. Let me connect all these other worlds from fashion, music, sports into the gaming space. So I knew that I had a bunch of knowledge of connecting. So I just connected things to music, to gaming that wasn't, I brought in Offset, Pitbull, Sway Lee, T Grizzly, like, Yo Gotti, DJ Paul, Ray J, like all these people into the gaming space that were never into that space, and now they are. So I've kind of been one of the guys here leading the intersecting of all of these cultures together because of my experience and knowledge of people, psychology, marketing, and that everything's the same.
So VCon, Gary Vee talks a lot about the intersection of pop culture, music, technology, which to me sounds like you're looking at the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's not like, it almost seemed like before it used to be, okay, if you're gonna target a person, demographic, you have to target them with one specific thing. But I think we know people like a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. Like you're saying, like he's a gamer who loves sports, who also like music, right? So it's like you can bring people into this ecosystem now and they can be happy with multiple different products and services. Mm-hmm. So is that what you're seeing now with esports, where it's not just about playing a game, it's bigger than that?
I mean, I've seen that from the minute I walked in the door the first time at FaZe, and I was like, wow, you guys are totally not getting what this could be or where it should go and who should be connecting. For instance, one of the things that I care the most about is the non-endemic audience, right? And like, when you think about, so I'm from the hood, so when you think about getting out of the hood, it's music and sports. It's always been that. You have dreams of being a hooper or being a rapper or a singer, and that's your goal, right? Gaming is a whole nother vertical the hood doesn't know about. The streets aren't talking about how do you make money in gaming. They don't even know that esports is a thing. They're like, what, e-gaming? I'm like, no, dude. Like, they don't know the stadiums full mm-hmm. of people that are getting paid. They also don't know that, you know, there's billions of gamers around the world making hundreds of billions of dollars, and there's opportunities to build careers. Even if you're, like, look, you don't have to rap to be in the rap industry. You know what I mean? You have to be a rapper to be in the hip hop or own a label. You don't have to be a gamer to be in the gaming industry or build ancillary businesses within gaming or touching the culture. So I'm a big advocate for introducing gaming and the opportunities and the possibilities for the streets. You don't have to dribble a basketball for 16 years. You don't have to be out in the streets doing something that you might get hurt from doing. You know, you might get carpal tunnel one day, but you know, by that time, we'll have medicine for that. You know what I mean? But I feel like it's so big. And like, when I go to these conferences, like so many conferences I go to, people were in echo chambers, right? Where people are just talking to other people that already feel the same way that you do, right? Yeah. And it's like, whether it's, you know, whether it's crypto or finance or whatever conferences I go and speak to, it's always like, yeah, we already know this shit. Yeah. How do we tell everybody mm-hmm. else like what we're doing or get them familiar with it? And you can't stand for culture if you never stood in culture. Right? Mm-hmm. So when you're trying to connect culture to what you're doing, it's not real. It's not authentic. And people that are real mm-hmm. can smell and see that. So they're just like, they're just trying to sell me some shit. Okay. When you have it in the DNA with people that really understand it, like when you were just saying like bringing these worlds together, that's just who I am. Like diversity, inclusion, it's in my DNA from since I was a kid, from the way that I grew up. So not everybody has that, and that's fine. You don't have to frown on someone because they weren't part of culture. But if you're not part of culture, you're trying to build something that's cultural, you need to, one, educate yourself on culture, two, really understand what culture means. It doesn't mean the hottest new sneaker drop or the popping meme. It's way deeper than that. It doesn't just mean different color people. It means it's deeper than that. You really understand culture. So if you don't understand it like that, one, educate yourself, but two, get people a part of your company that do understand it and let them do their job. Because I see that happen in corporate America. Let's hire some people, one, so we look diverse, or two, that seem smart and can help us with culture, but then you don't listen to them. Because you're the guy that built a $100 million company before, you know what you're talking about with business. Cool, we'll listen to you with that. You listen to us when it comes to cool shit, or culture shit, or how to connect the dots. And I think a lot of companies fail because the leaders don't listen to the people that know what they're talking about.
Well said.
So I'm curious.
These are long-winded answers.
No, it's good. No, okay? It's good. So Jared, you're big, obviously, in the esports in Southeast Asia. And I've been, recently he had an event. I was at the event, and I was shocked, like you mentioned, about how many people were there, and how many young people, how serious they take it. I mean, it's incredible. Like, it's not, I remember gaming, I was just playing a game. Yeah. I didn't even know, like, it could even be a job or, like, there can be, you know, competitive nature. I was just playing a game.
We could get rich playing Mario Brothers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So what are you seeing, Jared, and maybe that'll help, you know, I think Clinton can chime in too, around, like, Southeast Asia.
Hey, everyone. I'm not sure if you've heard, but our show Founders Story is now available on the iHeartRadio app. So check that out, iHeartRadio online, or you grab the app. It's super easy. You can listen to all of our episodes wherever you enjoy your podcasts, whether that's iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. But check it out.
Specific to how esports and gaming is out there.
You want me to tell him? We're not. Live recorded. Say that again, so we
like,
can make it.
Yeah, like speak on. I know we're gonna edit it.
Yeah.
Because I think it'd be good, like, for you guys to share about,
like,
your
how
insights.
It is in Southeast Asia.
Yeah,
like it's
yeah, and sports. Then I think maybe you can maybe add in some info on, like, what you're seeing.
I keep going like this, getting ready.
No. You got it.
I'm so used to like, so how do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
I think it'd be good for, you know, because I think obviously our audience is, like, they might already be gamers. So, like you said, a lot of them are not gamers, but then they're also might be, just because he's known, so they might watch it because they're gamers. Okay. You know what I mean?
Now, like, that I know that, I have a different approach.
Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll just
and
start.
And we're going to edit all this, so don't worry. It's not,
Okay, you want to answer the question, or should I just start going?
I can ask you it again?
Yeah, just for the purposes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, go.
Shoot, you know, like, when you get that question, though, it's like, now the questions go.
Okay, I got
I
got it.
You got it? You got it?
I got it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right, let's diverge here a little bit.
Sure.
So, like Dan was saying earlier, I am an esports gamer at a capacity nothing compared to FaZe Clan at any sort of, like, I am not that guy. But out in the Philippines, esports, let alone Southeast Asia, it's bananas. Mm-hmm. Whether that be through the crypto gaming part of it, which was Axie Infinity, fast forward, now it's about Mobile Legends. Mm-hmm. Our country is just infected with playing Mobile Legends. Mm-hmm. And that's the game I play.
Yep.
Now, there are a lot of gamers. Everyone is trying to make money out there by being a gamer, whether that's through mobile, console, esports, whatever it may be. Seeing that, and I understand that we just talked earlier that you're coming to Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. What advice can you give to gamers out there that are trying to make a living for themselves? Or what do you see out in Southeast Asia that attracts you, that wants to go there?
Well, overall, I think that gamers and esports are put into a box, right? Especially from people that don't understand it, right? So there's two lanes right here that I can go down. And I'll go down one and come to the other.
Okay.
So one is the people that don't understand the lifestyle of a gamer, right? So they look at them as just like, that's all they do, they're gamers. Maybe they don't look at them as cool, or they look at them as like nerds that game all day, right? And it's like, dude, they're human beings that have a lifestyle, what they drink, what they listen to, what they wear, what they talk about, what the jargon is, what they watch. Like, it's a lifestyle just like music, right?
Facts.
So like, if you we'll go back to hip hop, you're a rapper, you're not just like, all he does is rap all day and does nothing else. There's so many other things that go with it, and I think a lot of people don't give credit to gamers or recognize a gamer or esports player's lifestyle and the things that are associated with it and what they like, so they don't tap into it or look at it bigger than anything than someone that just sits here and games all day. And so a lot of people that are unfamiliar with, like, how powerful gaming in the community is, they look at it, especially adults, They look at it like it's a waste of time. Mm-hmm. They'll say things like, oh, you're playing games all day, waste, so why don't you go outside or do something else? And it's like, this is a new way. The same way you send your kids to piano lessons,
yeah,
or to dancing or karate.
We all know the feeling of searching for the right candidate. It's exhausting. But what if you didn't have to search at all? With Indeed, you don't search, you match. If you're looking to hire, Indeed is where you need to be. It's a platform that makes hiring simple with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that quickly connects you with quality candidates. Why waste time with busy work? Indeed takes care of scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can focus on what really matters, connecting with the right people fast. And here's something impressive. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent survey. I remember when I was trying to build my first team, it felt like I was sifting through a mountain of resumes. Trying to find that perfect fit was exhausting and time-consuming. I really wish I had used Indeed back then, because they simplify the process so much, connecting you with top candidates quickly without all the stress. And here's something special for you. Listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to boost your job's visibility at Indeed.com/founders story. Head over to Indeed.com/founders story right now and support our show by letting them know you heard about it here. Indeed.com/founders story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now back to the show.
Hi, I'm Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesack and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Imagine learning from the best without the years of struggle. On my podcast, I sit down with stars like Montel Jordan and Sarah Blakely to share the hard-earned lessons that can save you time and effort on your path to success. Ready to speed up your success story? Listen to Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson wherever you get your podcasts.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Or whatever it is, this is the same thing. Setting your kid up with some kind of skill that he can build a long-term career with. And I think adults and people that don't understand the concept or the energy around gaming don't see that at all.
Would you feel that as we're getting older, like for us, we were playing games when we were kids and it was kind of frowned upon. Now it's a little less and we have kids, so we're a little bit more like, hey, play some games, it's all good, like it's not that bad. Like I have idols who are grown men playing video games. Like I'm a big Dr. Disrespect fan.
Yeah.
Like that guy's cool as shit. Like culturally, in the gaming aspect, like that's my guy, right?
Yeah.
So I know that times are changing a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's fast or slow. I don't have the data on that. But like, where do you see this going? Like,
thankfully, I play a big role in the gaming space, and I am an advocate for elevation, innovation, communication, great relations. Doing what I do at FaZe Clan and then at Exet, my other gaming organization, it's having the vision to be able to connect these worlds and understand the mind of everybody that should be connected, including the gamers, and educating and being able to, in a simplified way, communicate to people that don't get it, to be able to put it in words that they'll understand.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I've excelled with in my career, is being able to talk to different worlds and be able to translate and make them understand in a language that they're going to understand. Mm-hmm. See, the average, just going back to when we were talking about like leaders,
yeah,
they don't understand the culture. Gamers also don't understand certain things about business, right?
Yep.
in business doesn't understand about gamers. So there's nobody in between that can be able to translate or communicate. And, no, you need to do this because of that. Yeah. No, trust me, guys, if you do this, it's going to help this, which will then help that. So there's nobody that really knows how to put the pieces together like a chessboard.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that really well, as you can see, what I did at FaZe, you see what I did at Exit, and you know what I'll do next, continuing to help push the envelope and introduce and elevate the entire industry. I honestly feel I'll be one of the guys that like disrupt the entire culture by introducing, because I know, one, I trust my brain, and two, I know that I'm gonna diligently keep working until it breaks through, even if I don't get the credit, which is fine. I haven't got credit for a lot of things I've done in my life, right? But I don't mind, because it's for the good of the culture. It's for the good of the gaming industry. It's for the good of everybody to win and have more opportunities, even if I'm not the one that's recognized for doing it.
Clinton, I was getting goosebumps when you were saying all that, to be honest, and I'm just praying and hoping, not to put you on the spot, please come to Southeast Asia and just connect all the people and give them the information, because it's just out in those types of countries, like trying to build generational wealth, like people, like we are all trying to make money out there, and it's tough. I can't say too much elsewhere outside the world, but like just the value that you could bring in that region would be so exponential.
And well, I think just, going back to everything's the same. All you have to do is look at a regular athlete, look at an artist, look at anybody else that tries to build a brand and tries to market themselves and, and build ancillary businesses around what they've become successful at doing. That's the model you need to do. I think people get stuck in their brain like, I'm a gamer, what should I do? How do I make money being a gamer? Stop thinking like a gamer. You're a gamer, but you need to think like a brand. You need to think like a business.
Facts.
You need to think in different ways than just like, oh, I'm playing games, I'm streaming, how come my numbers don't go up? How do I make more money? Why doesn't someone just discover me and endorse me and give me money? Like, you're just sitting around waiting, right? And if you sit around waiting, you're gonna lose to those that are actively and proactively going out and recognizing that you're a brand. You're a brand, you build your own personal brand, whether it's your personality, whether it's your unique way of playing, whether it's the way you dress while you're playing, whether it's how you treat other people. Like, there's so many ways to build your brand. It's crazy when people say to me, like, how do I build my personal brand? Well, who are you? First sit down and do an exercise about who you are, what you like, why should people care about you, what are you doing that relates to people, like, what's your backstory? Like, start asking yourself these questions, then you can build a package of, then you can start looking at the science of what has worked and what doesn't work, right? And what's special about you. Most people sit around waiting and hoping. Hope is not part of a business plan, right? And if you're gonna build the business plan of building your brand, then you have to sit down and realize what you're great at and equally what you're not great at. And that's what a lot of people don't recognize. So they keep doing the wrong thing because they don't realize they're not great at that. And people are like, yeah, but people tell me, if I'm consistent, inevitably it'll happen. Well, if you're consistently doing the wrong thing, then that consistency doesn't work for you.
Correct.
Right? But so you have to keep score of what's working and what's not working, and then what you should be doing more of. Building brands to me is like one of the simplest things. I hear companies and people say all the time, how do we build our brand? How do we connect? It starts with authenticity. It starts with recognizing what you're good at, what you're not good at. Then it starts with building the right proper plan, and then keeping score and track of the progress of that plan. And knowing when to pivot when things aren't. And,
yes,
and by the way, not being afraid to throw away your first plan and scrap it and do a new plan because that wasn't working.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in to Founder's Story. Keep exploring, keep dreaming, and join us next time for more inspiring entrepreneurial journeys.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
These days, work is in trouble.
We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.